My name is Dario Hasenstab, and I'm today, unfortunately, not here with Balder Hagrids because, as you may have heard by now, he's not here as for the lack of his voice. Balder, unfortunately, is sick. There is some very mean virus running around in Madrid, and apparently half of Madrid is currently sick. If any of our listeners are from Madrid and happen to be affected, I, of course, wish you a speedy recovery. So today you will not be receiving our normal length episode, which is a real pity, because we were very excited to talk about the new United States security strategy or national security strategy. I'm sure all of you are aware of the very, let's call them, interesting updates that have been included in there, and that this really should be the last wake-up call to Europe, to the EU, and maybe also to the rest of the world. So we really wanted to talk about that and the lack of a reaction from the West. However, because of this virus in Madrid, we won't be able to do that this week. However, we definitely plan to include it in next week's episode. Next week's episode will also be the last episode of this year. Our regular listeners know that during that episode we like to do a bit of a recap, looking back at the year. And I think this year it's dearly needed because so many things happened, and they happened so quickly that it is really important for us to take our time to look back. And one of the topics that we will be covering is, of course, that new U.S. national security strategy. Another topic that we will cover is, once again, we will briefly talk about Ukraine. Simply because tomorrow is Monday, right? So I'm recording this Sunday night, right before the episode is supposed to be published. And because I don't know yet whether I will be able to commute to work tomorrow. As you know, I'm living in Berlin. However, as we've been informed, tomorrow the leaders of NATO and the European Union, Mark Rutte and Ursula von der Leyen, will meet in Berlin with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, French President Emmanuel Macron, and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and Volodymyr Zelensky from Ukraine, together with their counterparts. Well, not actually not the counterparts, right? But together with the special envoy Witkoff. From the United States, to discuss the peace plan, the peace proposal that we've in great detail analyzed last week. So I do not know whether I will manage to commute to work, simply because the whole city will be shut down for security concerns. So we will make sure that next Friday, when we record the episode, that we will not only talk about what happened in 2025, we will not only talk about the U.S. national security strategy, but we will also talk about any outcomes that will come from these talks, and whether shutting down the whole city at least was worth it. Right, so that is this. These are the topics that you can look forward to. We would be very grateful, and we've already received some emails about this, for any topics that you, the listeners, believe absolutely have to be included in next week's recap of the year, right? So email us to thewesternbubble@gmail.com, and we will be very glad to include any topic proposals in the recording on Friday. After Friday, right? So we will then publish it, of course, next Monday, as always. We will be going on a little winter break. So first of all, just a Christmas break, because Balder and I do not necessarily want to record throughout the break. We will be spending some time with our families, but then we will also basically, as we said, we would extend this break until early February. Because there are quite a few exciting changes coming up for the podcast. We will make some improvements, right? There is a scenario in which you might be seeing our faces. We, of course, based on the feedback that we've received from all of our listeners, will want to include some guests. And some other improvements and updates will come as well. So next week we'll come to the last time you will hear from us for about 5 to 6 weeks. But then, trust me, it is very much worth it, the wait, because I personally, and I know Balder as well, are very excited. We're very excited for what is coming then in 2026. Based on what we've seen so far in this year, I do not think it will be an easier year. Not at all. I think it will be quite the contrary, where developments will continue, the Western decline will further accelerate, and I'm sure that different administrations on both sides of the Atlantic will have interesting ideas in their drawers or in their New Year's resolutions to keep us on our toes and make sure that we analyze all the craziness that's happening week in and week out from a perspective of the Western bubble. So that is just a quick little service announcement I wanted to give you. Also with another call for action that if you feel like there are other improvements we should make, or there's a topic or an idea that you've always had for the podcast, please feel free to email us to thewesternbubble@gmail.com. And we will see in which way we could potentially incorporate that during our winter break. Thank you so much for listening to this quick update. And also thank you for any of the get well wishes that we might receive. They're of course more than welcome. And with this, I will just wish you a wonderful rest of the week. Maybe listen to some of the older episodes if you really can't deal without us. And then we will be back with, as I said, with a recap, with the end of the year episode next week. And I promise we'll make it a little bit longer to make up for the lost time that we've had this week. Thanks so much, and I wish you a wonderful week.